Hey, man.
Yeah, man.
Do you like comic books?
I love comic books.
Do you like comic book movies that are made from comics?
I like it when they stay kind of true to the comics.
Sony.
I know.
Hey, listen!
Tell me what game that you get on. Is it COD or Eve? What kind of class do you play, girl? In an RPG. Cause I know what them elf girls need. From WoW to
okay. Okay. So, Venom. At the Alamo Draft House.
In beautiful Montecito, El Paso.
Oh, Troy?
I'm conflicted.
I don't know, man.
I think this movie would be good if you didn't know anything about Venom.
I think that's it. I mean,
yeah. The people we talked to that didn't know about Venom were like, "Oh, it's a great movie." People who actually were up on Venom history were like, "Yeah."
Yeah.
They changed a lot of his history and why he was Yeah.
I mean, I'm knowing who Venom is and where he came from.
Right.
It was hard to watch.
Right. They like I said, the whole reason he came to Earth was different. The whole how he got here was different.
Yeah.
And they changed it really for no reason other than to cut Spider-Man out of the story.
Yeah. I mean,
damn you, Sony.
Dang it, Sony. Learn your lesson. I'll be honest, even coming out, I had a hard time getting a few people to review with us because they were kind of disappointed.
They just wanted to leave and get this taste out of their mouth.
Yeah, I think so too.
But yeah, other than that, you know, if you walked into this with no history of Venom, I think you would like it.
I think so too. It was decent, but like with Sony just trying too hard.
Yeah.
I had a problem with the music, the music when they were doing the chase scenes and when they were doing the fighting. I was just kind of like facepalm.
I really had a hard time, and I usually like most every movie we watch.
Yeah.
I had a hard time with how they changed the history and the origin of Venom. I mean, you could have kept it close to the same without Spider-Man in it, but they didn't.
Yeah, I mean, not even a mention or...
His personality was even different.
Yeah, even the way he got from New York to San Francisco, I mean, nothing.
Yeah, no explanation, nothing, and I think that's the part that I hate when they change origins for no reason.
Yeah.
It leaves fanboys like us.
You lose us, dude. It's really hard, Troy.
I mean. I'm kind of scared now for Morbius. Are they going to do the same with Morbius?
I don't know. Well, let's see if we can find anybody else to review with us.
Yeah, see if anybody else liked it.
All right, we have our first movie reviewer of Venom. What's your name, man?
Alex.
Alex, I'm going to cut straight to the point, man. What'd you think about the movie?
It didn't live up to the hype since day one. Everybody was hyping up for it, and so I kind of had the same hype. But after watching it, it was good, but not to the hype.
You know what? I said this when I saw the first trailer. Kind of just did a little facepalm. And I was worried from, like you, since day one. I was so... Like, Sony just needs to stop. Sony needs to stop. Sony. Did you have any favorite parts? Did you enjoy it at all?
I mean, I just like the fight scenes with Eddie Brock, usually, but not, like, with the Venom suit. It's just, like, him assisting. That was, like, to be my favorite part, because CGI wasn't, like, they're trying to, like, overdo it.
Spider-Man 3.
Of course.
Black Cat. Zora's able.
So, Troy, you got any questions for the man here?
Did you ever read the comic books of Venom?
Sometimes.
Some? Were you pretty good on the origin of Venom?
More or less. He came from a planet full of other symbiotes, and he came down to Earth in search of a host. He found Deadpool first, then it came on to Spider-Man. And then on to Eddie Brock. And then he split off into much more symbiotes because they're... what was it called?
The symbiotes? Hosts? Symbiotes?
Yeah. I mean, like,
although humans are hosts, but...
No, but how Venom reproduces, he's asexual.
Yes.
Oh, well.
Right, yeah, he does split off from himself.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah. You're close. That's close to the origin.
Yeah. So, what? Thumbs up, thumbs down, halfway, what are you thinking?
This much.
A meh.
Meh. All right, thanks, man.
Thank you so much.
Okay, we're here with somebody else who watched Venom. What's your name, sir?
Anthony.
Anthony, what did you think?
It was cool. It was a pretty great movie.
Were you a fan of Venom before comic books?
I mean, yeah, all Marvels, but I'm waiting on Carnage. That's, I ain't gonna lie, that's what I'm waiting on. So.
what do you think about the storyline Sony put out? I mean, were you expecting like a Spider-Man cameo? Did you like it? Did you love it? He wasn't in it at all or mentioned?
I thought Spider-Man would go at least get to fight him, but nah, it didn't go like that. But it was pretty still decent. Hopefully they make another one with Spider-Man.
Oh, okay. So what do you think? Thumbs up, two thumbs down,
thumbs
sideways?
Up. Definitely thumbs up.
All right, cool, man. All right, thanks, man.
Hey, thanks.
All right, man. Another person who saw Venom. What's your name, man?
Luke Vallon.
Luke, what did you think about the movie?
I thought it was incredible, although I heard some people saying it wasn't so good. I thought it was awesome.
Yeah. What were some of the things that, I mean, not without spoiling the movie, what are some of the things that you liked about the movie?
Okay, well, first of all, Tom Hardy is one of my favorite actors of all time. So
agreed.
Good actor. You can't go wrong with any of his movies.
True. Did you have a heart, knowing you said you don't read a lot of the comic books, but you've seen some of the cartoons. What do you think some of the things they changed about the story of Venom?
Okay, so I don't know too much in the cartoons of the origin of Venom, but the way that they brought it into this one, I thought worked really well. It was cool. I liked... I can't give any spoilers away, right? Okay, so the origin story that they brought in this movie, I thought was really good. It was nice.
So scale of thumbs up, down, halfway, I mean, what do you give this movie?
I personally would give it two thumbs up.
I thought
it was awesome. The action was awesome. There was good humor in it. There were some parts in that that you definitely don't want to bring a kid to, but it was absolutely hilarious and jam-packed full of action and
What do you think about them not doing it the rated R version? I mean, not giving it a rated R rating.
So I would have loved if they did rated R. It definitely would have been more Venom, from what I remember of the comics and of the TV shows and stuff. But doing it the way they did it, it still worked.
All right, man. Well, thanks a lot, man. Yeah. Appreciate it.
Thanks.
Cool. Thanks.
Thank you.
Well, Troy, one guy kind of liked it, and then one guy liked it. And the other guy was meh. Gave us a meh.
Well, and that's why I asked them. You could tell they weren't real up on the history of Venom. And I think that having that knowledge kind of colored my thoughts going into it.
Yeah, I mean, parts in some of the movie. There's some humorous parts between Venom and Eddie Brock with him being in his head, which I laughed at. Which that was one of the things I did like about the movie. I enjoyed it. And it was just, I mean...
Like I said, they changed Venom's whole personality in the movie. I thought the comedy was not Venom-like.
Yeah.
But that's me.
So my personal opinion is, if you know the background of Venom, where he came from, you're not
going to
like
it. You're probably not going to.
If
you just want to see a good action film, you don't have any knowledge of comics, you're going to love it.
Yeah, I think so, too. I think if you have, like you said... That you're going to enjoy it. It's not an Oscar win or anything, but I mean, I think you'll enjoy it if you have no knowledge of Venom.
Usually I can turn off the fanboy purist switch in there, but it was hard on Venom.
I couldn't, man.
There was just way too much different.
For me, it just, this fits perfectly into the season. We're in Major League Playoff season. Sony, another swing and a miss, man.
Yeah. I won't be buying this Blu-ray when it comes out.
Yeah, I won't either. Oh, you have anything else to add, Troy?
Just... Damn you, Sony.
Damn it.
That's all I have to say.
All right, man.
Damn you.
Damn you. Well, with that, again, I'd like to thank Alamo Draft House for housing us.
Hosting. Letting us come here and watch movies and review them.
I really appreciate that. Again, I'd like to thank Troy again for letting Raywork Productions help out. And
Oh, obviously.
Thanks, man.
You're the one who makes us look good.
Cool. Well, with that, I'm Ray Jackson.
I am Troy Signer.
Good night.
And sleep tight.
Damn it, Sony.
Damn you all to hell.
Hey, listen.
Get nerdy with me. Tell me what game that you get on. Is it COD or Reef? What kind of class do you play, girl, in an RPG? 'Cause I know what them elf girls need. From WoW to...